We believe in God, the creator and giver of life, who brought all creation to birth, who mothers us and fathers us, protecting, nurturing, and cherishing us. We believe in Jesus Christ, God born among us as a fragile baby, embodying both love and the need for love, and calling us to rest in God as trustingly as a tiny child. We believe in the Holy Spirit, breathed into us at our birth, always drawing us on to be born again, encouraging, exhorting, comforting, nourishing our growth, and inspiring our living. We believe in the reconciliation of the world to God through Jesus. Hunted at birth and at death, he entered our fearful darkness so that we might enter his glorious light and share the life of his resurrection. And we believe that each new child is a glimpse of the face of God, a sign of the life to come, and a call to live in peace and celebrate living together. Glory to God in the highest, and peace to God's people on earth.
Glory be to the Creator, and to the Christ, and to the Holy Ghost, as it was in the beginning, now and ever shall be, world without end.
Please be seated. Our scripture reading for this morning, our only scripture reading for this morning, comes from Paul's letter to the church in Colossae, the third chapter, verses 12 through 16. I share it with you this morning from Eugene Peterson's The Message. Pay attention, close attention to the words that Paul writes to Colossians. So, chosen by God for this new life of love, dress in the wardrobe God picked out for you. Compassion, kindness, humility, quiet strength, discipline. Be even-tempered, content with second place, quick to forgive an offense. Forgive as quickly and completely as the Master forgave you. And regardless of what else you put on, wear love. It's your basic, all-purpose garment. Never be without it. Let the peace of Christ keep you in tune with each other, in step with each other. None of this going off and doing your own thing. And cultivate thankfulness. Let the word of Jesus, the message, have the run of the house. Give it plenty of room in your lives. Instruct and direct one another using good common sense. And sing. Sing your hearts out to God. The word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. I want you to do a little exercise with me this morning. I invite you to do that. I want you to take a nice, deep breath and just hold it for a minute. And now let it out slowly. Thanks. I needed that. It's been a busy week. Christmas is a busy time. We've been working towards this Christmas Day for months, actually, if we'd be honest about that. So there's always, isn't there, after Christmas, all the celebrations, family gatherings and so on is gone, there's kind of a sense of relief, and you kind of take that just cleansing breath. I'm glad that's over. We all do that. We all need to take a breath and just relax a little bit. As joyous as the Christmas season is, it's also a stressful time. We're pulled in a lot of different directions. Lots of things to do. Lots of preparations to make. So it's good, isn't it, that Christmas is over. But it's not over. It's still Christmas. For some reason, we've fixed our minds, at least in our minds, we think that Christmas Day is the end of Christmas. It's only the first day. We have 11 more days to go. Well, 10 more days to go now. We're still in that season of joy. Still in that season of excitement, of anticipation, of what the Christ child brings, the promises that he represents. But after all of the preparation and the celebration and the traveling, we're at a little bit of a low energy level right now. In fact, this Sunday, well, there are several, but in clergy circles, this Sunday is known as a low Sunday. Also, the Sunday after Easter, I think those are the two biggies, where attendance dwindles a little bit. Attendance drops. People are worn out. They're weary. They've had enough, and they take a break. Even if that happens, even if our energy level is a little bit low right now after all of the things that we've experienced in the past few days, it's still Christmas. The text that we just shared together isn't what we would consider a Christmas text, but I think that it fits. As I read it earlier this week, I said, you know what? We can still use this as a Christmas text in a way, because this is the next step in Christmas, in the season that we are in the midst of. The first step is to celebrate the birth of Jesus. We've done that, and we've done it well. But now, this is the next step, and Paul is writing this piece to Colossians, not at Christmas time. There wasn't any such thing as Christmas when Paul was writing. But Paul describes the next step to the church. Paul is describing the next step to us this morning. And in the Reader's Digest condensed version of what Paul is writing, Paul is saying, okay, the next step into the Christmas season, now that you've celebrated Jesus' birth, is to take on Jesus' character and live that out in your life. To be gentle and humble, and all of those other things, loving especially, that Jesus was, that Jesus taught us. That's where we go from here. That's where we go now that the meals have been eaten and the families have gathered. Now, as a theologian Howard Thurman says, now the work of Christmas begins. And our work is to continue to spread that love and to model Jesus' life in our own personal lives and to others as well. And, Paul says, sing. Sing songs to God. We can still sing the carols. We've sung two this morning. And we should sing. We may not have as much energy and belt out those carols as joyously as we did on Christmas Eve. But we should still sing, because God's people have been singing since the beginning of time. I went online this week to, you type into Google Concordance. Now, Concordance is a Bible study tool. You can type in, it's now online. I have a thick book like this too, but online's a lot faster, trust me. And they went into Strong's Concordance, and I typed in the word singing. And then you hit search, and all of the verses that have the word singing in them pop up. You can look at them all. Pretty cool. You can do it with any word, any phrase. You can even choose, at least in this one, which translation you want to look in. So I typed in the word singing to see how many came up. And I'm going to share with you a few. The first one's from Chronicles, 2 Chronicles. And the people of Israel that were present at Jerusalem kept the feast of unleavened bread 7 days with great gladness. And the Levites and the priests praised the Lord day by day, singing with all their might to God. Here's a couple from the Psalms. Blessed are those who dwell in your house, ever singing your praise. And this one. So he led forth his people with joy, his chosen ones with singing. Here's a New Testament one. Address one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody to the Lord with all your heart. And this one is both in Matthew and Mark. That takes place after Jesus has just shared the Last Supper with his disciples. Then after singing songs of praise, they went to the Mount of Olives. Songs of praise as Jesus goes toward his death. And that will come soon. Lent's only about 7 weeks away. But we're in the season of Christmas. We are to sing songs of praise to God for Jesus' birth and the new life that it brings to all of us. Even if our energy level's a little low right now. Here's one more from Isaiah. I think it fits this particular Sunday very well. The whole earth is at rest and quiet. They break forth into singing. We are kind of at rest this day, aren't we? We're kind of quiet and subdued. We've had enough and we need a break. And that's okay. We may be a bit weary. Our energy kind of low. We may be craving a nap. But there's still room to sing. To sing praises to God. If we make room for it. So let's make a little room right now. I invite you, we're going to just sing one, but pick a carol out of the hymnal. And I know you all have favorites, but let's see if we can come to somewhat of a consensus about that. And we're going to sing this a cappella. We're going to serenade Liz this morning. She always plays for us, so we're going to sing to Liz. It came upon the midnight clear, that glorious song of old, from angels bending near the earth to touch their harps of gold. Peace on the earth, goodwill to all, from heaven's all gracious King. The world in solemn stillness lay to hear the angels sing. Still through the cloven skies they come, with peaceful wings unfurled, and still their heavenly music floats o'er all the weary world. Above its sad and lonely plains they bend on hovering wing, and ever o'er its babble sounds the blessed angels sing. For lo, the days are hastening on, by prophet seen of old, when with the ever-circling years shall come the time foretold, when peace shall over all the earth its ancient splendors fling, and all the world gives back the sound which now the angels sing. Amen.